And everyone, we want to turn back to Affirm shares as we've been tracking those here with just about 48-ish minutes left in the trading session. This was a earnings report that was supposed to come after the bell, but we had a error go out via Twitter, at least, and it went out before the bell. And so let's bring in Jared for that. We're taking a look at shares down 21% in reaction. Jared?
That's right. In trading, they call that a fat finger. So let's go over the results. And you can see the stock down 20%, had been down as much as 33%. Loss per share for the quarter came in at 57 cents. And I'm not sure about the comparison here. It's not immediately clear, but the what I have in Bloomberg is 30 cents. So it could be a lot wider than expected. Revenue came in at $361 million. That is up 77% year over year. But that is, and it is greater than the Wall Street estimate of $332.5 million. They had a net loss of $159.7 million, and their gross merchandise volume was $4.5 billion. But the weakness, I think, is coming from their third quarter forecast. They're only seeing revenue of $325 to $335 million. Estimate was for $334.8 million, so they didn't quite catch the median point there or the middle point there. They see gross merchandise volume of $3.61 billion to $3.71 billion. And I have a couple more stats here. They see full year gross merchandise volume, $14.5 billion to $14.78 billion. What I was telling you before was for the quarter. They're also seeing full year revenue coming in at $1.29 billion to $1.31 billion, and the estimate was for $1.29 billion. Second quarter loss of $159.7 million includes an increase in stock-based compensation following their IPO and $34 million in additional expenses recognized based on the change in fair value. And let's just take a look at the chart here. This is a pretty ugly intraday chart that we're seeing. This was the fat finger event that you see here. Let's go to a max chart because we are already testing all-time lows here that we had in May of last year. And looks like we dipped down to that level right here. It's going to be an interesting call later. I'm sure they're going to get some explanation or give some explanation on why they had to release early. But of course, investors just focusing on the numbers. This had been a high growth stock. And when you disappoint in this earnings season, in this environment, you're going to see your shares get knocked. That's what happened today.